The children of Israel were into all sorts of change. They had God as their king, 1 Samuel 8 and verse 7. God had the sole rule and government over the people. This, however, was not according to their likings. They wanted change. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah. And they said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy way. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. God acquiesced to Israel's request, saying unto Samuel, Now therefore hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, thou shalt protest solemnly unto them, and shalt show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Israel wanted to change, and they received what they asked for. And as Jehovah had said, the king took their sons, some to serve in his military, some to plow the ground, others to reap the harvest, and others to make instruments of war. He also took their daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. He took their fields, vineyards, and olive yards, and gave them to his servants. He took a tenth of their seeds and vineyards, and gave them to his officers and servants. He took their men servants, maid servants, and their goodliest young men and donkeys, and put them to his work. He also took a tenth of their flocks, and ye shall be his servants, as Samuel told them. As is the case when people rebel against Jehovah and ask for a change and receive it, it is not long until they cry out in that day because of your king whom ye shall have chosen you. There is fruit that proceeds from our request, and the fruit that Israel reaped was exactly what they asked for. Therefore, Jehovah will not answer you in that day, that is, in the day they cried out because of the king they received. Our nation has asked for a change. Our nation has been granted that request, and all that remains are the cries. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting. Romans chapter 1 and verse 28.